explain what they did on each of the days. So Joe's going to do day one, and then Scarlett's going to do day two, and Luke is going to do day three.
Main focus, resisting temptation. Truth Walker and Bunyan Boy, totally not Luke and Dre, told us the story about when Jesus had fasted in the desert for 40 days. The devil told him to turn stone into bread, and he replied, "A man should not live on bread alone." The devil tempted him a second time by bringing him to the top of a tall building and told him to jump off because surely his angels would save him. And he replied, "It is written that we should not test God." The devil tempted him a third time. He brought Jesus to the top of a very tall mountain and said, "See all these villages and buildings. You can have them all if you bow down to me." Jesus replied, "It is written, no one should have other gods before me." The devil finally gave up and walked away. The angels then come and comforted Jesus. We learned that Jesus resisted temptation using scriptures from the Bible, and also that temptation can be bad. I enjoyed the games and the food. Also, the boys won Zonk.
The second day of the Ultimate Superhero Holiday Program. Hi, my name is Scarlett and I went to the recent church holiday program. Here's what I experienced. The second day of the holiday program was as good as the first. We had games, songs, dances, crafts, food of course, and learning about Jesus and his amazing stories from the Bible. On the second day we had some new helpers / guests, Megan and Sasha, which was nice, and they helped a lot with the program. For some of the dances / songs we did was Super Savior, Jesus You're My Superhero, and for fun I just danced to Waka Waka. During this time, we had visitors, Bunyan Boy and Truth Walker, who explained to us why and how Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Here's the part we've all been waiting for, the food. We had grapes, fairy bread, Anzac biscuits, mini pies and sausage rolls. Those last two, of course, needed the tomato sauce. The crafts were just as fun. We made bracelets with some of them saying WWJD, what would Jesus do? HWLF, he would love first, and JITUS, Jesus, the ultimate superhero. The games were super duper fun as well. The first game we played was Captain's Coming. If you don't know what that is, it's where the south, north, east and west, somebody says one of them and you have to be quick to go to that direction. But if you're the slowest or the last one there, you're out. Another way you can get out is if the caller says four and you have to get into a four or you're out. Same with the other numbers. You also have to do some actions like Captain's Girlfriend, Captain's Coming, Scrub the Deck, and Shark's Coming. That's basically it. At the end, we played Zonk. It was really fun, plus the boys lost 10 points for going crazy. It was a happy moment. Are you ready to hear who won? Of course they did. Drum roll, please. The girls! All in all. All in all, I had a very fun time this week. I can't wait for another one, and I hope to see you there too.
Day three. Sneaky Sam came with Bubbles, aka Sasha. Harvey brought spicy chicken, aka very tasty. It was a Joy and Zonk. The lesson was Jesus rose from the tomb. The memory verse was John 11:25. I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying. My favorite part was, opinion was the KHP was good.
Thank you. Awesome job, guys. Let's give them all another big round of applause. Good job. Grab a seat, guys. Now, you can tell that they prepared that themselves because there was a bit of an emphasis on the food. But I think that is definitely deserved. Sadly, David and Pieter, they aren't here today, but they did such a great job organizing all the food, and all the helpers as well did not go unnoticed for David and Tricia and anybody else I missed. So let's give all of them a big round of applause. Slideshow. All right. If you want to open up your Bibles back to Proverbs chapter 3, we're going to do a little bit more of a dive into that chapter. So if you want to open up now, Proverbs chapter 3. If you just click on it, Fleming, then it will probably start. That's right. Don't want to help Fleming out. All right, let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you so much that you have given us the Bible, that it is a living word, and that we can read it and we can learn all about you. We thank you so much that, Jesus, you lived a perfect life. When Satan tried to tempt you, you were able to resist. And you used Scripture to do that. Thank you so much for that example. Thank you so much, Jesus, that you did die on that cross for our sin. Lord, it was our sin that held you there. And it was your love for us that kept you there. And we thank you so much that on the third day you rose again, defeating death, so that we can have that hope that when we die, we can too live forever, not because of anything we've done, God, but because of what you've done. Holy Spirit, I pray that you speak through me now. Open up our hearts to what you have to say. God, I pray if there's anything that is not of you, it can fall on deaf ears, but anything that is, help it be like a stone in our shoe, that we can't get rid of. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now, is there anybody who, without looking at their Bible, can remember the memory verse, the one we just did? Do any kids want to come up and try and do it? Proverbs 3, 5, 6. Now, or any adults? Should we see if Luke can do it? Give it another go? For a marshmallow? Anybody? Anybody? Come on, church. Joseph, you want to try it? All right, coming up, Joe. Again, the birthday boy going back to back.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will show you the right path.
I think that was pretty... Oh.
I mean, he will direct you in the right path.
Yes! Grab a marshmallow, buddy. Joe. Do you want a marshmallow? Good job, buddy. That's great. That's right. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Now, I was about to sit there and say we don't even need a sermon because Luke did such a good job explaining it. But we're going to look at, firstly, this word trust. Trust. Now, kids, put your hand up if you have ever been on a plane. Plane? Laura, where did you go? Singapore. Anybody else been to Singapore? I haven't actually been. Titus, where did you go on a plane? Rotorua. Anybody been to Rotorua? Wow, that's pretty good. Now, question for the kids who went on a plane. Did you ask the pilot any questions about his qualifications? No? Why not? Luke? Why not? Titus, why didn't you ask the pilot? You didn't want to? Did you have trust that he was a good pilot? Yeah? Why? Fair enough. Don't know. Tony, why would you trust a pilot?
Why would I trust him? He's done some training.
Done some training. Yeah, full trust. Tricia? He got the job, yeah. I would hope that a pilot would be trustworthy, right? But here's the thing. We just think about those things, right? We don't actually think about it. We step on that plane with so much trust in that pilot. Now, do we have that same trust with God some of the time? Now, I know when I get on a plane, I don't worry. Maybe if there's a bit of turbulence. But when that turbulence comes, do I go rushing to that pilot and be like, pilot, you got, surely you're going to do something? No, I sit there and I'm like, no,
pilot's going to be under control. So what about in our lives? When the turbulence comes, when things get a bit shaky, do we start to question God or do we trust God? Why can I have full trust in God? There we go, look at that, even missed out, full trust in God. Well, to me, the answer to that is simple. Because I can look at the evidence in front of me. I can read the Bible and I can read about how Jesus lived a perfect life. Jesus, he never sinned. Now, he was tempted, that's right, kids, by the devil. Can anybody remember all the ways that he was tempted? Luke, can you tell me? Come up here, Luke, and do it on the microphone, buddy. Can you tell me all the ways that Jesus was tempted?
The first one was the devil tempted him, if you're God, make these stones into bread. The second one was he brought him to the top of the building and he said, if jump off this building and surely your angels will come and save you. The third one was he brought him to a really high mountain and said, see all these, all this land and city, you can have it all if you bow down to me.
Give him a round of applause. Grab a seat, Luke. That's great. Man, I'm trying to think, if I was in that situation, would I be able to resist like Jesus did? I don't know. But Jesus did. He lived a perfect life. That's one reason why I can trust him, because I don't know any other humans who have done that. But not only that, Jesus, he predicted how he was going to die. And then he actually went and pulled it off, didn't he? But then he rose 3 days later. He came back to life. Now, if there's any man that told me they were about to go die and come back to life and actually did it, I'd want to follow them. No one else in history has done that. So for me, that's why I can have trust in God, because of what Jesus has done. Now this next part, lean not on your own understanding. Here's this question, why should we not trust ourselves? Any kids want to try and give that one a go? Why should we not trust ourselves, guys? Luke, yell it out.
Because we could do bad things.
We could do bad things, yeah, I'd agree with that. Anybody else? Emma? We're not Jesus. That is a great answer. We can do bad things. We're not Jesus. Well, when I was thinking of this, I thought there's a proverb about this. Now, it says in Proverbs 28:26, he who trusts his own heart is a fool. He who trusts his own heart is a fool. Now, I don't want to be a fool. But when I read the Bible and I'm learning and reading about this fool, man, that's me a lot of the time. So I don't want to trust me. Like Emma said, I want to trust Jesus. I'm not Jesus, so I want to trust in him. Now, can any kids tell me, what do you think this picture is all about? Is there a part in the Bible where maybe Jesus gives us a story about building on the rock versus the sand? Luke? Is it a song? There is a song about it. Do you want to come up and tell me about the song? Luke again.
So there was one man who trusted in Jesus. He built his house on a big rock. He made foundations in that. He was tired. It took him a long time. But then there's this guy who built his on sand. He didn't do any foundations. He built it quick and then he started resting. Then there was a big storm and the guy on the rock was stable, like his house didn't budge. And then the guy on the sand, his house broke.
Give him a clap. Good job, Lukey. Got a marshmallow. That's right. So leaning on our own understanding is foolish. And that's like building our house on the sand. But we don't want to be fools. We want to build our house on the rock, on Jesus. Just like Luke talked about. That's great. Now, when it says acknowledge him, Luke talked about in those moments throughout the day how we can acknowledge him in our education, in when we're eating, when we're playing with our friends. Now, the way I want us to think about this and focus on is how can we acknowledge him in all our ways? We can give thanks. We can give thanks. Now, I talked about this a couple weeks ago. Now, kids, I want you to imagine tomorrow when you wake up, the only things that you had are the things that you said thank you to God for yesterday. Tell me, what would you have? Joe, what did you thank God yesterday for? Joe would have food. Anybody else have food? I thank God for food yesterday. Yep. Did anybody thank God for their family? Oh, some of us. Well, if that was true, some of us wouldn't have a family. So acknowledging him is a way that we can give thanks and be grateful for what we've been given. So many times I feel like I go to God and I'm just asking God for things. God, please, I want this. I want more food. God, I want more holidays so I can be at the kids' holiday program even more. Maybe just me. But we need to flip that and be grateful for the things that God has given us. That's how we can acknowledge him. Now this week, the kids have been learning all about Jesus, the ultimate superhero. And we used Bunyan Boy and Truth Walker as examples of how Jesus can change someone's life. Now for a marshmallow, can any of the kids come and tell me how Bunyan Boy changed and who he became? JJ, do you want to come up and tell me? Give JJ a round of applause.
He changed because he was in temptation of these chips, and the lady who was crossing the street got hurt, but he realized he was doing not that much good stuff.
Yeah, and who did he become?
He became Light Beam?
That's right. Give JJ a round of applause. Go, Marshmallow. Yeah, so there was one day in the video where Truth Walker was asking Bunyan Boy about the lady that was crossing the street, and Bunyan Boy didn't go and save her because he was tempted by all the food. But then Truth Walker helped Bunyan Boy learn about Jesus, and then Bunyan Boy actually put his faith and trust in Jesus and became Light Beam. He got a new name and a new identity in Jesus. Now, what we were trying to help the kids understand is that these superheroes, they're really cool. I love Spider-Man. Spider-Man is my favorite superhero. But Spider-Man has flaws. Spider-Man wasn't always perfect. Now, if you watch Spider-Man 3, you remember when Spider-Man got the Venom suit, and actually, I could stand here all day talking about Spider-Man, but I'm not going to do that. Because do you know, there's actually heroes in the Bible too. There's other heroes in the Bible. Kids, who's this? Who can put them tell me? Luke, who is it?
Noah.
That's Noah. And what did Noah do?
He built an ark and saved 2 of each animal.
That's right. He built an ark and saved 2 of each animal. That was a pretty heroic thing. But did you know after the flood, Noah got drunk? So he was a hero, but he got drunk. He drank lots of alcohol. But did you know that Jesus is better than Noah? He's the better Noah because he never gave in to that sin. And he is the true refuge for God's people. So even though Noah was a hero, he's just pointing us to the ultimate superhero, Jesus. Now, any kids know who this guy is? I'll give you a clue. His name starts with A. Daniel. You want to come on the microphone and say it? Come on. Come on, Daniel. Come say it on the microphone. Oh, it's not on my bed, Daniel. Abraham.
Abraham.
Abraham. That's right, Daniel. For the marshmallow, of course. That is Abraham. Now, any kids, can you tell me what was the heroic thing that Abraham did? Maybe any of the older but younger people want to help out too. Emma? He sacrificed his son. Yeah, he was about to do that, right? Because he had so much faith in God. That's right, Emma. Emma, you can come grab a marshmallow for that. That was awesome. Give Emma a clap. Yeah. Abraham trusted God's promises. But did you know when Abraham was afraid, he lied? Did you know that? So even though Abraham did an amazing heroic thing, he was the father of all the nations. When he was afraid, he lied. But did you know Jesus is the better Abraham because he trusted the Father perfectly, even when it led Jesus to the cross. Even when Jesus had to look into a cup and see God's wrath, his anger, Jesus fully trusted him. So Abraham, yes, he was a hero, but he's just pointing us to the ultimate superhero, who is Jesus. Who's this? Who's this guy? Joseph? Scarlett? Moses, that's right. Does anybody want to come up here and tell me what Moses did? Do you want to come tell me, Scarlett?
He like led people from Egypt who were getting like enslaved, and then he parted the sea, and then all the like what are they called? All like the people working for the evil king got swept away in the ocean after everybody crossed.
Yeah. Give her a clap. Awesome job, Scarlett. That's right. So Moses was the one that led Israelites out of slavery. But did you know that Moses disobeyed God? Did you know that? God told Moses to speak to the rock and the water would come out. But what did he do? He struck it. He didn't even get to go into the promised land. But Jesus is the better Moses because he perfectly obeyed the Father and led his people into eternal life. Moses led his people into the promised land, but Jesus leads us into eternal life. So even though Moses was a great hero in the Bible, he's just pointing us to the ultimate superhero, who is Jesus. Who's this guy? Who's that? Titus? Jonah, that's right. Do you want to come tell me the story about Jonah? Do you want to do that? Give Titus a big round of applause. Come on, Titus. Tell me about Jonah. Sorry, face them.
He went to Nineveh and God told him to do something, and then
what happened to him in the ocean?
And the whale ate him, and then the whale spat him out, and then he was good, and then he talked to the king, and then he said that they should follow God, and the king listened to him.
Yeah. Good job. Give Titus a clap. That's awesome. What a heroic thing that Jonah did. He followed God and told the people to trust God. But before that, he disobeyed. He ran away. He was scared. So we can look at Jonah and the heroic thing he did, but all Jonah is doing is pointing us to Jesus, who perfectly obeyed. And we can look at the similarities, because how many days was Jesus in the tomb for? How How many days? 3. And how many days was Jonah in the whale for? Luke? 3, that's right. I won't give you a marshmallow for that one, because you've already got heaps today. But that's great. So all Jonah is doing is pointing us to the ultimate superhero, who is Jesus. Now, last one here. Who is that little guy down there at the bottom? Joseph? It is David. And what did David do? Give Joe a clap. That is awesome. Joe, come get a marshmallow for that. That's a great answer. What a heroic thing that David did. Imagine how small he was. But did you know David also gave in to temptation? And he did something really bad to someone else's wife. And then he even went and got that man killed because he felt so guilty about what he had done. So we can look at David and see the heroic things he did, but he was also flawed. But Jesus is the better David. He's the better king because he never sinned. And instead of taking someone else's life, he gave his own life for us. So all these heroes in the Bible, we can learn amazing truths from them, but we should not be putting our trust in them. We should not be leaning on them. We should have our trust fully in Jesus. We should be leaning fully on Jesus. We should be building our house on Jesus, not on David, not on Moses, not on Abraham, but fully on Jesus. Jesus is the one that we need to trust with all of our hearts. Jesus is the only hero that never gave in to temptation. He's the only hero that died for us. And Jesus is the only hero that came back to life so that we can have eternal life with him. That's the good news. That's the good news for all of us, because we're all guilty. We've all sinned before. What we learnt with Bunyan Boy. We all have given into temptation. We all will give into temptation. But Jesus has paid the fine for us. Now we have that choice. Just like the choice that Bunyan Boy had to make. He had to choose. Was he going to listen to Sneaky Sam? And trust in Sneaky Sam? No. He chose to trust in Jesus. And that's the same thing that we can do. And for us who call ourselves Christians, when Jesus is our ultimate superhero, we need to do that choice, make that decision every single day. Every day we need to wake up and think, I want to trust in the Lord with all my heart. Today I'm not going to lean on my understanding. I'm going to trust in him. Today I'm going to acknowledge him in all my ways, and he is going to direct our path. Praise God. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you so much that you are the ultimate superhero. Thank you so much that you died for us. That we, Lord, can stand before you justified. Thank you so much, Lord, for all these kids and just the amazing knowledge that you're already giving them. What a joy it is to hear from them the things that they've been learning. I pray, Lord, they keep searching, keep learning, keep seeking you. We thank you so much, Lord, for their parents and the example they are for them. And I pray for anybody here today, Lord, that is hurting, that is lonely, or that is sick, that you can be their comforter. Help us, Lord, to trust in you more and grow in our faith. Be with us now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks so much, Cam. We're going to finish our service.